and welcome. It's our number one, of our radio program, recorded live overnight with limited commercial interruption. Before I tell you about what's coming up on this hour of the podcast, a reminder, if you missed the fifth hour podcast over the weekend, the fifth hour with Ben Maller, you can download that. We had a great mailbag on Sunday. We talked to one of the Padres broadcasters on Friday, had some other nonsense on Saturday. The fifth hour podcast available to you. But coming up this hour as we start a new week on the Ben Maller Show, the latest on Deshaun Watson's very bad weekend. It did not get any better for the Texans quarterback. We also have a mini Maller monologue on the Masters, including the Maller report card on the 2021 Masters. We'll get to that and more. It's coming your way right now. Here it is, hour number one. Hey, thanks for listening to the Ben Maller Show podcast. It's me, Ben. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Ben Maller Show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started. You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Problems continuing to multiply. Welcome in the beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we spread the gospel upon a new week, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from under the moonlight as we are camouflaged by the darkness here, the Fox Sports Radio studios. Hope all is well. We are back at it again here, and we will get to the Masters, although, let me be completely honest with you, it was not something that I feel is worthy of beginning the show with, because we have football scandal that continues every single day with new information. And we were away from our catbird seat here for a couple of days, and the Deshaun Watson story continues to percolate around the sporting world, the scandal du jour playing out. And while we were off our post from the watchtower checking out everything, there were some new developments to keep track of. If you did not keep up on this over the weekend, maybe not, you missed out on some interesting stuff. A judge ruled on Friday that more of these Jane Doe accusers have to spill the beans, have to reveal their names. So more information coming out. Rusty Harden had a news conference over the weekend. Deshaun Watson's lawyer defending his client. As you might imagine, there's a big check associated with that. Of course you're going to defend your client. But Harden, who is a dead ringer to Jerry Jones, looks just like Jerry Jones, the Cowboys owner. Rusty Harden, defense attorney of the Stars in Texas, and he defended Deshaun Watson, getting between 120 and 150 massages a year from random strangers, saying that Watson lives on Instagram. But that lives on the gram. Now, Watson's lawyer also went on to say that Watson himself cried. There were tears for Deshaun Watson, and he was, quote, dumbfounded, it's the word being used, when he was told that he's been accused of forcing himself on dozens of women. Now, Harden claims it was all consensual, making whoopee between Watson and random strangers he was meeting on the internet that just happened to be giving him a massage at the time one thing led to another. So let us discuss. Now, the question, how do the recent events change the narrative around Deshaun Watson? And my views on this, you've got the laundromat, collateral damage, and itchy and scratchy. And we will combine those three things together and make a marginal Maller monologue. So first of all, we are reminded that this continues to be a lockdown situation, meaning both sides have drawn up the battle lines here and are setting up for an ugly legal fight, which will be great for guys like me. that are looking for content. This is still the pregame warm-ups. We have not even had the first pitch. Back and forth they go. Lawyer versus lawyer, mano a mano. Eventually, at some point in time, likely not until 2022, we will head to a courtroom. The wheels of justice turn slowly and the court system backed up because of all the COVID-related delays and shutdowns and whatnot. So forget whether or not we get criminal charges. Even if this just stays a civil matter and it goes through the civil court system, it is going to be a dicey path to navigate through with all the tawdry details that are going to come out and have to come out in order to win a civil lawsuit. If you are Tony Busby, the person suing, representing the plaintiffs, you have to then have all that dirt come out. It's going to be muddy. Muddy. Now, all of Deshaun Watson's dirty laundry is going to be exposed to sunlight. We are talking about a very uncomfortable trip to the laundromat. And reading the room and reading it over the weekend here, he's got a lot of clothes piling up. Like, Watson has an addiction. And this is his fetish, right? I mean, you know, certain guys love the massage, and you know, it was more than just the massage. This is his mishigas here, Deshaun Watson, and he had a bottomless pit of masseuses who were ready to give the old rub down there, and apparently more. At least Deshaun Watson thought that was part of the package. It was all inclusive. It's like picking an apple from a tree. And the massage therapists were ripe and ready to be picked. It turns out that not all of them were. And again, we don't know whether some of these people probably are lying, but all of them lying? The math on that seems like it's not going to work out in Deshaun Watson's favor. Now, secondly, with overwhelming digital and even physical evidence, I would imagine here that Deshaun Watson was stooping some of these massage therapists here, his legal counsel is attempting to mold the narrative, right? You can't deny that he was doing this, that he was meeting random people on the internet there for the massage, some of them unlicensed massage therapists. Of course, how do you defend that if you're in court, right? You say, well, he's a professional athlete. He needs massages. Okay. Then you say, okay, well, the team provides massage therapy. And they say, okay, well, he didn't want to just go to the team people. Okay, well, and then you're hiring people that aren't even licensed masseuses. What are you doing? And thing, we know what he was doing. He was rolling around in the hay. And so Rusty Harden is saying that these were all consensual hookups because that's the only defense you've got. That's it, right? You can prove that Deshaun Watson met some random woman off Instagram, and you know, there was a text chain back and forth. You can't deny that it happened. So why even deny that it was a hookup? Just say, hey, it happened. And so that sets up the guardrails for this. It's a he said, she said situation. Tony Busby, who's representing the accusers, says no means no. Deshaun Watson and his lawyer are like, well, wait a minute. There's nothing bad happened here. He's a single guy. He was out there having a good old time. And who needs to go on any of the dating apps when you have Instagram? You know, please, come on. Now, the media put up this fairy tale around Deshaun Watson that he was equal parts choir boy and Boy Scout. And from what we're hearing, a lot of that was make-believe, right? The narrative going back to when he was at Clemson and you know, a lot of bull crap was tossed out. And so you're going to see what's left of that harpooned if this gets to court. Now, meanwhile, we have seen a Houston Texans beat reporter who has been fed to the wolves as a part of this story here, a guy for the Houston Chronicle, fired over comments he made passionately defending his hero, Deshaun Watson, on Boston Radio, an appearance not that long ago, a victim of cancel culture. Yes, file this one under the collateral damage category. Guy named Aaron Wilson, very generic name. That was his name. I don't know who that is either, but apparently he's a football writer. He was in Baltimore. He's been in Houston recently. And he was guilty of obsessive fanboy activity. So I guess reporting was what he said he did, but really just being a fanboy is what he did. He called the allegations against Deshaun Watson a money grab, compared Watson's camp having to negotiate with Tony Busby to negotiating with terrorists, those were some of the highlights there. And that ended up sinking Aaron Wilson's battleship. He gone, just another guy masquerading as a reporter who's a low-level jock sniffer, it would appear, based on what I've been reading. Now, final thought here. So Deshaun Watson's legal counsel is attempting to clear the air, right? They want to clear the air here and clean up the mess and work out a deal. Now, this has not been talked about very much, but we are hearing that Watson's posse of lawyers are still trying to settle all 22 cases against him. Every day that goes by, that price goes higher and higher. Call it inflation, call it what you want. But cutting a check right now would be a case of cutting your losses, right? Some old-fashioned damage control. And there's no amount of money, there's no amount of money that will allow you to unring the bell. The bell has been rung. There is a clear picture of predatory behavior that has been presented. And why did Deshaun Watson need all these different massage therapists? I think we know why he needed the different massage therapists, right? The law of numbers. And the more people you go to, some massage therapists will not hook up with you. But if you go to enough, you'll eventually find some that will. Think of this as the itchy and scratchy show, right? Deshaun Watson had an itch that needed to be scratched in more ways than one, if you know what I'm saying. And to satisfy his needs and desires, he had a revolving door of Instagram massage therapists at his beck and call. On a moment's notice, ready to go. All right. Meanwhile, we have to do a mini Maller monologue on the golf, the Masters. No fans in attendance. They've never had fans at the Masters. I remember when I was a kid and I learned they have patrons, not fans. But this particular Masters, 2021, back to the way it normally has been as far as the timing on the calendar. Remember last year bumped to later in the year because of the COVID. But playing out, final twosome there, the overnight leader, Hideki Matsuyama, navigating his way through. Now, he was one over par on the final round there of the 85th Masters tournament, a 72 hole total of 10 under, and that good enough for a one-shot victory over the runner-up, somebody named Will Zalatoris. I don't know who that is, and he was three shots better than Jordan Spieth, who actually had one in the past, but it's all about Hideki Matsuyama, the winner there. Xander Schauffele also falling behind there. He finished in third place as well. But the question, overall, Masters back, what letter grade do you give the 2021 Masters? So on the Maller report card, which is the only report card that matters in these parts, I'm giving the Masters a C. Wasn't the worst experience. It wasn't the greatest experience. It was a rather uneventful, unremarkable weekend of activity. We almost had a classic golf choke that would have turned that C grade into an A. I have come to expect the choke at golf majors. And while Hideki Matsuyama was teetering on the brink of collapse on the back nine, he did find an oxygen tank somewhere out in the woods there of Augusta, Georgia, and he avoided the choke and was able to snatch the green jacket away there. Now, that would have been the better story. Remember, the better story is in the losing locker room. And instead of Heartbreak Hotel, we got a victory lap and a lot of attaboys, way to go, woohoo, all that. Now, part B of this mini Maller monologue, if you take a step back here, Hideki Matsuyama, 29, he was an absolute afterthought coming in to the activities this weekend. You've got the haves and the have-nots, and he was in the have-not category. Certainly from a gambling standpoint, there's 1%, less than 1% of money was wagered on Matsuyama there. He was 50-1 before the tournament, and he claims his first major title, 33rd major tournament appearance for Matsuyama there, and the 10th Masters he had been a part of there, and he becomes the first men's player from Japan to win a championship, and so congratulations to him. But again, from my perspective as a talk show host, had he gagged, had he taken a ride on the Vomit Comet, that would have been the story. We didn't get that. So to me, it's a C, right? To me, it's a C, and every time somebody wins a tournament, a major for the first time, we hear, well, this is going to leapfrog. This player is going to leapfrog everyone else and become the story here, and it's like a trampoline, and they jump in the air, and typically that doesn't happen. But he gets to make the menu for next year's Masters and gets to brag with the green jacket. Although I thought you had to leave that in Augusta. I thought you couldn't take the green jacket out of Augusta. But hey, there's bigger problems to deal with. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. You would like to talk about any of that, we will take your phone calls here at 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Also available on Twitter, at Ben Maller. If you'd like to be part, at Ben Maller, you can join the festivities. And so how much is that green jacket actually worth? Well, anybody can go to a tailor shop, a haberdashery, and get a green jacket. But for Hideki Matsuyama, how much is that particular green jacket worth? We'll get into that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Listen up, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show is the show of the people, by the people, for the people. Join the movement and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason. I'm at Eddie on Fox. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
That it is. Eugene writes and he says, Deshaun Watson, Eugene in Chicago, he says, Deshaun Watson, you already admitted you had happy endings with more than a half a dozen of your massage therapists. Damn, Eugene points out. Who else do we have? Manic Mike says, thumbs up on your opening monologue, Ben. Like the rung bell you talk about, poor Watson will never be able to unrub all those expensive rub-offs. I don't know what he's talking about with that. I have no idea. Who else do we have? Let's see. Page down. Can't read that one on the air. Rod, the ambassador of Bakersfield, says that Hideki now owns Japan. He'll never pay for anything in that country again. He says, I say a half a billion to a billion is how much the green jacket is worth. Well, these are all estimates, and estimates are usually completely wrong, but you are correct, Rod, the ambassador of Bakersfield. The early speculation is, once you crunch the numbers and think about how much from endorsements, future endorsements, Hideki Matsuyama is going to make, he, by winning the green jacket, it is estimated to be worth over $1 billion in future earnings. Over $1 billion for him back in Japan. Mr. Luciano writes in from Southern California. He says, A-plus monologue, Benjamin. These Deshaun Watson monologues never get old. Well, with that, I agree. With that, I agree. The Deshaun Watson monologues do not get old. They do not. And it's the gift that keeps giving. And the way this is going through the NFL offseason and free agencies kind of waned on and on and on and on, there's not a lot left, not a lot that is exciting left in free agency. There'll be the second wave of free agency after the draft, but this Deshaun Watson story is reliable. It's as reliable as the sun rising and the sun setting, and for that we are grateful. For that we are grateful. 877-99 on Fox if you'd like to be part. 877-996-6369. Let's go to the phones. We'll say hello to Dominican Mike, who is in the leadoff position, and he is on. Hello, Dominican Mike.
Hey, Vivo Benny. What's up, Papa? How you doing, my man?
You sound a little tired. Everything all right, Dominican Mike? Everything okay with you?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good. You say I am a little tired. I'm still adjusted. Actually, next time I call you, I'll probably be back in Florida. you know, so I got the whole time-adjusted thing going on.
Well, you are an aristocrat, Dominican Mike. You travel abroad there. You spent part of the year in Arizona, part of the year in Florida. You're a
I'm actually lucky enough to live between both states, which is cool. But then the time difference kills me. Trust me, though.
It takes a couple of days. You'll be all right. Come on.
Oh, not with other partying I do.
I don't know about that. But I change time zones. It takes a couple of days. But I pretty much stay on the same time no matter where I am. I go to bed around the same time. It's a lot earlier in some places and a lot later in others.
No, I got you. But hey, you know what, man? I'm a loyal listener. You know, I listen to you. I literally, you are the only show I listen to. And I'm loyal to you. I don't cheat on you.
God bless
like
you. I feel a butt coming, though. Is there a butt coming?
No, not at all. The person you do the podcast with, okay?
Who?
That dude was cool, man. I like that dude. The guy you do the fifth hour what? With. That guy's cool.
David, I don't know who that is.
He's kind of like me. He's kind of, you know, west of the 4 or 5 or whatever, you know? So he's a cool dude, man.
No, there's nothing cool about that guy. He thinks
he's bougie.
But there's nothing cool about it. He's pretentious. He's annoying. He's arrogant. And he does not deserve any of those qualities. He to have those qualities. Shame on him.
No, I got you. Anyways, hey, are you going to be able to go to any Clippers games over there in L.A.? Are they allowing people? Because, you know,
They're coming up. They're going to open it up and have limited attendance. And I think things are going well. So the attendance will actually go a little higher than originally, from what I've heard, than originally planned. But I've not been out there. I've not been to any games in a long time. I need to get back out and get in the swing of things here. I've been in hiding.
I know, man. Yeah. I know. That's what I was asking.
The Clippers need a pep talk, Dominican Mike. They need me to go out there and speak to Rondo and the guys, get them fired up. But I'm waiting till we get closer to the playoffs. Remember, the NBA season got pushed back, so the playoffs, this thing's going to go through July, the NBA playoffs. We got a lot of time.
I know, and I believe the Clippers are going to do really good. I mean, like, really
damn
good.
Right,
like,
Dominican Mike. They're going
to
win the championship.
They're
going to steal the championship away from the Brooklyn Nets.
You know, so I'm thinking, like, if you better start going to the game so you can see the history happening, you know?
That's right. I will. All right, go to bed, Dominican Mike. I got to go, but thank you. The great Dominican Mike checking in there. Let's go to Manuel in Gardena, who is next. Hello, Manuel. Legends are out tonight.
Oh, Benny, you are the legend. You are the talking head of the Walking Dead.
Are you sure
the
about that?
The driver of the jivers. Hey, man, I got to give it to you on that Deshaun Watson dude. Although, I think you keep mispronouncing his lawyer's name. I believe it's French, and it's Rusty Hard-On. All right? So that's the one that you got to get right. But it was A+. I know this guy's a shoo-in for the all-perv team. I mean, who knew, man? With this kind of Ben Fullerian hijinks under his belt, he should be working for that other pervert. Mark Cuban, wouldn't you say?
Look at you, man. Well, you're throwing fire. You got a flamethrower over there is what you have. You're shooting flame out. Here's the deal. Listen, Deshaun Watson, I like that. That's the reason he's in trouble is how you pronounce the name of his lawyer right there. That's that French, Manuel. That's the reason he's got issues right now, unfortunately for him. But
the old tug and rub of the happy ending trail, the orchids of Asia.
All right, man. Well, thank you, bro. Appreciate it. A great Manuel checking in. Who else do we have? Let's see. Page down. Can't read that on the air. Rob in Vegas says, I missed your monologue, but I'm sure it was great. Yeah. I'm sure it was wonderful. Well, that's a ringing endorsement. It's a ringing endorsement for sure. All right. Chip in the Q's writes in, says, B- monologue. I bet you Deshaun Watson wishes now he could go back a month in time and just write out that settlement check. Bet you the Texans also wish they had traded Deshaun Watson back before all the crap hit the fan. There you go. The burner account says, Benjamin, the only time I would like to hear a golf monologue is when some Buffalo Wild Wings waitress comes out and says she had a sexual relationship with Tiger Woods or guess that drug that Tiger is on game. There you go. So does not approve of the mini metal monologue. Yeah, that's what he says. The Lord Goofa writes and says, never invite Deshaun Watson to your barbecue, and then he makes a joke there. I don't know what we can say and we can't say. I don't know. I think we should be able to say that, but I don't know. No idea.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Now, Ben, I probably shouldn't do this. And don't I don't do it, know Eddie. That I've
no,
ever
no,
done
no,
it.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
But
if you think you shouldn't do it, don't do it. Please don't do it.
And you can call me what you want. I didn't know about this until I came to work and found out.
What's that?
The San Diego Padres, you can scratch their name off the list on Friday.
What? Yeah.
Joe Musgrove, former Pirate, by the way, threw a no-hitter. Why is that important, and why would I even bring it up days later? The San Diego Padres were the only active Major League franchise that had never had a no-hitter in their history. You can now scratch them off the list. The Padres have finally thrown a no-hitter.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the late, great Jerry Coleman would say, you can hang a star on that
Gold
one.
Star.
Oh, doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the Padres need, Jerry Coleman passed away a couple years ago. Ted Leitner's no longer a broadcaster for them. So they got rid of those guys, and now they throw no-hitters. I'm actually going to mention, I'm going to do a monologue on this, Eddie, because there's a controversy.
Oh.
There's a controversy on what happened in that no-hitter.
Oh, really?
And it should not have been a no-hitter.
Oh, really?
But because of the stubbornness of the Texas Rangers, it did end up a no-hitter. I'll explain.
All right. I won't even research it. I'll wait to hear you tell me.
Something to look forward to, Eddie. I know you're dying to hear that. All right. Thank you for that. It is the Ben Maller Show as we press on. Bloviating the overnight hours. When glad you have chosen to spend some time with us here as we're back behind the microphones for a new week here. New week of fun. Well, you'll be the judge whether or not it's fun or not. So you've heard a lot about the money for getting the green jacket and Hideki Matsuyama winning the major championship over the weekend there. He entered the Masters as the 25th ranked golfer, but he stands atop the mountain here. And the news reports indicate that he wins $2.7 million or $2.07 million in the total purse of the $11.5 million from the Masters. So by winning this tournament, it's not a bad weekend of golf. You get over $2 million, but you got to pay the tax man. The tax man always wins, right? The taxes always win. Unless you don't pay them and then you go to jail, oftentimes, eventually they catch up with you. But Matsuyama, the golfer from Japan, he resides in Florida. And so as a resident, at least part of the year in Florida, he is not going to get the $2.07 million in prize money that he is said to have won, because he's going to have to pay both federal and Georgia tax, because the Masters taking place in Augusta, Georgia. And the estimates on this now, Matsuyama, the way it works, if you spend at least 183 days on the calendar year in the U.S., you are taxed as a U.S. resident. It is believed that because of his work commitments on the PGA Tour, Matsuyama does spend over 183 days a year in the United States. So anyway, get to the point, please. All right, I'll get to the point. What does it mean? The $2.07 million, once you take away the 37% federal rate, along with the Georgia tax rate, 5.3%, after all the taxes are dished out, all the money is paid out to the politicians, the political class, Matsuyama will earn $1.19 million, according to the estimate, $1.19 million, which is still a sexy number. It's a great number. If I paid you $1.19 million, that would be very exciting. But when you realize that you're paying almost $1 million in taxes on that, that it's you're getting a little bit over 50% of what you originally thought you were going to get before having to pay all the taxes and the federal and the state and all that. So that is the price to pay with the green jacket. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show on Fox. To the phones we go, and let's say hello to beer-drinking Brian in Kansas City. Hello, beer-drinking Brian.
Well, Ben, it's another weekend, no cops. We're still alive, so it's a good thing.
There you go. How's your liver doing? What color is your liver right now? Is it green? Is it brown? Is it red? Is it purple? Do we know what color your liver is?
I don't even think I have one anymore. don't know.
You think your liver just exited stage right, said, that's it, I'm out
of
here?
Yeah, it said, I'm leaving this mess.
Yeah, I'm leaving before
I want to know. I have a question for you. With this Glenn Taylor with the T-Wolves and A-Rod, is that a really low blow below the belt on Kevin Garnett?
Oh, the fact that Glenn Taylor would not sell the team to Kevin Garnett and then sold it. Apparently, he's going to sell it to A-Rod. Well, no, A-Rod's got the old Wall Street CEO as his right-hand person. So it's not just A-Rod. It's the guy that ran the internet.
E-commerce or something.
Yeah, e-commerce for Walmart. He ran Jet.com, and I guess they sold it to Walmart or something like that. And then Walmart hired this guy.
I kind of remember stories.
What's that?
I said I'm not as drunk tonight, so I kind of remember some stuff.
So you're not beer drinking Brian tonight. You're just kind of like Brian. You're just a guy named Brian calling him.
Well, yeah, but now I got to put Freak on. You know, half pint. You never know what you're gonna get from her because she got mad at me the other day that she didn't get to talk to you.
Yeah. Well, I can understand that would be a very upsetting if you did not. Not talk on the show. That would be annoying. All right, put her on for a couple seconds. Here we go. Put her on. All right, power couple. Most decorated. Yes, half pint. Most decorated couple on the show at the Benny's. They ran away with all the awards. Beer drinking Brian and a half pint. What's new in your world, half pint?
Oh, nothing much. Just been getting on the beer drinking Brian lately.
All right.
Do you think I got mad at him last week?
Oh, he got me. Yeah, he said there was an issue. There was a kerfluffle.
He wants to bring up somebody's name on the radio. He never brings me a name up into it. Like, I'm talking about.
Yeah, whatever you said, I agree with you. What?
And he's been mean to me again, Ben.
He's been mean? Well, put him back on. How's he been mean to you? Wait a minute. What's he been doing to you?
Well, he's been saying bad things, like saying I'm just doing his money and everything again.
Hold on a second. Eddie, did you tell me what was said there? Yeah. Yeah, Coop's away.
I would like to help you.
He's been accusing me of stealing his money again.
Stealing the money. Okay, I got you. All right.
Here he is.
That's good.
It's like
Loveline back in the day, and we're giving advice here.
Who better to straighten this out than you?
Yes, overnight radio, sports radio guy, perfect guy to give relationship advice. Brian, are you there, beer drinking Brian?
Well, I am.
Are you the prince of paranoia? What are you always paranoid? Have you had your money stolen by Half Pint before? Like, actually legitimately stolen?
Well, she says since we've been together for 10 years, it's our money. But, yeah, the stimulus check, I never even got my card, and I didn't get a dollar into my name. So, I don't know.
All right, but you know, you've been together ten years. I mean, that's you're getting
I'm
married.
She's saving it for the wedding in Vegas. You know,
yeah. I hear her in the background. Yeah,
she's yelling there. I don't know what she's. What is she saying? I can't make it out.
Well, she might come and slug me or something.
Well, no, don't.
That's how these Missouri women are. You know.
Is that right? Yeah, I got you. All right, well, you two, hug it out, and don't be fighting, all right? Hug it out.
We'll be good. We'll be good, brother.
Go away.
All right, we'll see y'all soon.
All right, another interesting conversation with Beer Drinking Brian and Half Pint, yet again. All right, let's see here. Rob the Goat Man writes in, says, is anyone else surprised that Beer Drinking Brian was able to put together a coherent question tonight? Well, he did mention that he's not participating in the booze. Tonight, not as much. Sam from D.C. writes in, says, fair enough, Maller, with the Dodgers and the Nationals, but it's still a 162-game season. Yeah, that's a cliche, Sam. Come on, man. You're better than that, Sam. You get buried. That used to annoy the hell out of me when I was around ball players a lot. They said, well, April doesn't matter. No, April matters. Every win you get in April is one less win you have to get down the line in the regular season, and you'd rather be playing downhill than having to play uphill. All right. Fernando says, A-Rod probably wouldn't be a great owner if he loses money. I think J-Lo signed a prenup anyway. Yeah, he points out. Can't read that. We'll skip over that. All right, 877-99 on Fox is the number, 877-996-6369, if you would like to be part of the radio show. Got the NBA pick'em straight ahead. Here's the Who Am I game, and we'll go to the NBA for this. Over the weekend, Toronto's Gary Trent Jr. plays for the Florida Raptors, formerly the Toronto Raptors, but Gary Trent Jr. of the Raptors joined blank as the only players in NBA history to put up 40-plus points on 85% shooting or better while attempting at least 9 three balls in a game. Did you get all that? This is a quiz. The Who Am I game. Over the weekend, Gary Trent Jr. joined me as the only players in NBA history to put up 40-plus points on 85% shooting or better while attempting at least 9 three balls in a game. Who am I? That is the question, the answer, and the NBA pick'em next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the first moment you tune in, you know the Ben Maller Show is not your garden variety sports talk. We welcome all the freaks of nature to the Maller Militia. Facebook's an online amusement park for all of us. You can chat with other super fans of the show. It's simple and it's free. Help support our show by liking our page. Go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Got the NBA pick'em coming up. Here's the Who Am I game. Over the weekend, the Raptors' Gary Trent Jr. joined me as the only players in NBA history to put up 40-plus points on 85% shooting or better while attempting at least 9 three balls in a single game. Who am I? That is the question. What is the answer? Rob in Vegas says, very cool dude. Jace Robertson, a.k.a. from Duck Dynasty. Apparently, Robin Vegas is name-dropping that he hung out with him. Mr. Nice Guy going with Hunter Biden as his answer. Boris Diaw from Rob in Minnesota. Just Josh, one of the Cincinnati bros, checks in with Jackie Chan as his answer. Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fan, says Fuzzy Zeller is the correct selection. George Murison from David in Ohio. Who else do we have? Jason in Denver is going with Ricky Pierce as his answer. Justin in Cincinnati with Draymond Green. And Justin doing his copious research there to get the perfect photo of Draymond Green. Andrew Wiggins from DJ Don. Spud Webb, guessed by Jay in Florida, who used to be in Pennsylvania and used to be in Michigan. He's listening in three different locations. Maller prop guy got it right, clearly cheating. Herbert Birdsfoot, the great opiner, going with Chichi Rodriguez as his answer. Chris in Des Moines, the iconic Mark Aguirre, is his guess. Marcus is going with Harold Miner as the selection. Minnesota man Kevin says Steph Curry is the way to go. Tiger Lily in Michigan going with Spud Webb. A lot of Spud Webb guesses. Corey Seager of the Ogden Raptors from JDOT, the Ogden Raptors gift benefactor. Eddie, do you have an answer, Eddie?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Brad Lowhouse.
It's a great guess. The white guy, the 6'10 white guy with the outside shot. That is incorrect, though. The correct answer, a Splash Brother, but not Steph Curry. It's Klay Thompson of the Golden State Warriors is the correct answer. And that leads us into the NBA Pick'em Daily Fantasy Fun. Now, we're going off the winner of the PGA Putt'em. We did that at the end of last week. And
I think it was Coop, wasn't it?
No, I had Matsuyama.
Yeah, Chris had the winner. So, yeah, Chris is he's in again for Roberto. And
Mr.
So
Golf.
Chris,
did this.
We told you, Chris, not to try to win. I don't think you were trying to win with your picks. I think you were picking.
No, I wasn't. I was picking just the Japanese guy because I'm a weeb. So.
Yeah, and you won. So you're going first. Congratulations.
Well, I try when I'm coming back on the show, but since I'm not coming back on the show, I go first, and I'm going to take Rick Mahorn.
Good pick. Good rebounder. Big
bad
ass.
Boy.
Absolutely. Good job. All right. Keep trying, Ryan.
Well, I try. I take the best players in the NBA, so give me LeBron James.
Solid pick. Coop loves LeBron. That's a good pick. He'll be very happy about that. All right, Eddie.
I'll take Joel Embiid.
All right, give me Luka Doncic, and I'll take Russell Westbrook. Eddie.
Nikola Jokic.
All right, Nikola Jokic is off the board. Keep trying, Ryan.
You mentioned Klay Thompson. He's great. Give me Klay Thompson.
Yeah, listen, he's had a really good year. You haven't heard a lot about him, but he's had a good year. Chris, go ahead, Chris.
Scott Pollard.
Solid. Good name. All right, give me another one.
Grant Hill.
Grant Hill. Oh, yeah. Remember him from those ugly Pistons uniforms.
Uniforms.
No, they weren't. I keep trying, Ryan.
Anthony Davis, killer trio right there.
Oh, legends. Eddie.
You guys are doing a hell of a job, by the way. Let's go Carl Anthony Towns.
I'm going to take Jonas Valanciunas of my Grizzlies for the win.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.